While recording this video, 200 Americans have been subject to identity theft. That's why this week we're going to talk about cybersecurity and why it's so important to your financial success.
In light of June being Cybersecurity Month, we wanted to loop back and run some statistical data by all of you and discuss some ways to protect yourself from potential threats in the cybersecurity world.
100%, Dave. You know, it's crazy to think that every 4.9 seconds, an American gets hit with cybersecurity and identity theft every single day. You're talking about one in five Americans this impacts. So you're talking about 20% of Americans, and this cost the U.S. economy $20 billion in 2025. This is a serious issue from the standpoint of not just companies, but I mean, these cyber criminals are really out there trying to get what they think is theirs, which is not theirs.
That's right, and they're always attacking the vulnerable, the most vulnerable, and they have innovative new ways of working. And if only we could get these guys to start legitimate businesses.
Yeah, seriously.
Probably would crush it. but unfortunately, you know, we're doing this video simply to protect yourself and find ways to make the vulnerable less vulnerable. Since we are a financial planning company and we manage folks' wealth, we tend to look at everything through the eyes and the lens of finances. And just looking and connecting cybercrime to financial planning and wealth management, thought we'd make that connection. John, you have some stuff, some stats or some ideas to kind of talk through?
Yeah, I mean, from the standpoint, it's, you know, why is this important to investors? Mm-hmm. What is the threat that's changing over time? And then how do we mitigate ourselves? Because this isn't just an issue for companies and like high level entities to think about. Like, these are impacting day-to-day people and they're getting very, very tricky these days. Mm-hmm. It's not just the Prince of Persia sent you an email for $5,000 and they want to send you a check and they're getting you. They're very sophisticated. And it's an issue that everybody needs to be concerned about now.
Okay. All right, so maybe explain why, you know, social security numbers, banking information, dates of birth, that critical data, in fact, the data that we need to get from clients when we onboard them as a client, why is that so important to these cyber attacks?
I mean, when they have your personal information, that's what they want to be able to open up credit cards, open up bank accounts, open up loans, take titled homes. They're out there because if they can get your personal information, whether it's social security numbers, date of birth, driver's license, whatever it is out there, maybe one item they can't do. So if they just have your social security number, the cybersecurity personnel can't do everything they want with it. But when they start compounding more of those informations together to take it together, that's when they can breach your firewall, your independent firewall like, you know, hey, we're gonna set up this loan against Mr. and Mrs. Williams. And you may not know that loan's out there if they get all of the information. One of the information may not be it, but if they get a collective of it, they can start really penetrating your financial firewall.
So it'd be safe to say maybe your digital identity is increasingly kind of the front door to your financial life. So let's talk about you know, how the threat is changing, because this the evolution of these threats, especially in the day of AI, is just it's getting bonkers, like what folks are able to do. Maybe discuss maybe some just AI-driven scams and voice cloning and deep takes or deep fakes and fake websites. Like, maybe put some of those things together.
100%, because I think that when I go back to the Prince of Persia where they send this email, that phishing scheme, even though phishing seems still the most prevalent way to get in there, you know, they're going to, you know, whether, you know, if you're on Facebook and social media, whether you're easily Googleable, which just means you can put your name in, people can find information about you. And if they, you know, they find out your daughter was on a podcast, they can use her voice to basically mimic that she's in trouble. Yep. You know, whether it's AI, this deep-seek threat out there, they're really taking this information and trying to make you emotionally charged. A lot of the times they're not using pragmatic ways to say like, hey, this is what you should do. They're really trying to get you emotionally charged. They're not saying like, oh, do this and we'll do this. It's like, oh, your daughter is now a captive, let's say, and you need to pay us $10,000 for ransom. And they make it sound like she's there physically there. Like they really too try to make you emotionally charged to get you to react. So really what it comes down to is that when anything like this happens, you want to pause, you want to verify, and then you want to act. the biggest protector of financial success and from cybersecurity or cyber threats generally is self-protection. Like you're yourself. Like I can make the next step on do what I want to. Like they, what it really boils down to is human intervention. You're the one making decision.
Yeah.
You making the rational decision on what to do next basically is a huge indication of what can be compromised and what you can stop effectively from the get-go. Like
that makes sense.
That's a huge thing.
So much. We always talk here at 10 Capital. People make financial decisions on what? Two things, math and emotion, right? So they're trying to emotively charge you to make you make a decision. So if the market's off 20, 30%, typically that's when our clients start calling because they don't want to make the emotive decision of selling at the bottom or at the wrong time. Use us here as well. I've gotten these calls several times from some of my aging clients around, hey, this just happened, what should I do? Call your trusted financial advisor. These are the type of things that we like to help out as well, or a child or somebody that you trust. So third, let's talk about just kind of like the three layers of protection. Walk us through those three layers and how to utilize that.
The first one is called cyber hygiene, which is making sure you're turning on your multi-factor authentications, you're making complex passwords, you're keeping them secure. You basically try and keep that where you're putting your information is secure and people kind of get into. Because if you use the same password multiple times and you don't have dual authentication, you might get one password leaked because of some threat out there. And then if you do that, then they have access to other accounts. So you want to try to change multiple accounts and complexities on that. And so that's why I talk about the hygiene on it, where it's just making sure your information is secured and you're using secure passwords and ways to get into those particular accounts.
If you see everybody here when they log in every single morning, tons of multi-factor authentication
into
any application. So, okay, number two.
Number two is identity monitoring. I think it's a good idea to get into. So I've had a couple of clients ask about this more recently, like there's LifeLock, there's Xander, there's different entities out there. Yeah. We're talking about identity monitoring side. So if people are opening up your accounts with your social security number, you're going to get notified of it. Mm-hmm. Having that entity is a really good idea out there. Like there's a lot
credit bureaus
will do it. Just something that someone's monitoring to, in case something does come up, then you're like, oh, I can act accordingly and move forward.
Okay.
The third one is insurance. Obviously there's identity theft insurance out there that sometimes can be combined with these entities, or sometimes you can get an umbrella policy that also has them. So it's like you want to make sure the first line of defense is make sure your passwords and how they get in as well is protected. Then to make sure there's some other entities maybe monitoring you out there to make sure nothing's getting created on your, but then if something does happen, you do have some protection.
And as we move to more of a service-based economy, right, these types of insurance policies are becoming more and more very normalized across the industry, where like 30 years ago, this almost didn't exist.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about 10 Capital a little bit. What do we do alongside our partners to protect our clients? Because their key information is some of their most valuable
assets. We get a sense of information all the time. We want to make sure it's secure.
Yep.
Obviously, at 10 Capital and Hightower as a whole, everything's multi-factor authentication. Like it's very hard to penetrate different systems on our side. Schwab, Fidelity are made two main partners on that side. They've also created their own different levels of security. If you're trying to get a wire out there, make sure there's multiple approvals that you're getting in. You're getting the codes to your phones, to getting your Schwab digital app. Whatever it is, whether it's us and your trusted partners or custodians are acting on your behalf to make sure you guys are protected. And there's a lot of layers that they're doing on that side, because the last thing that Schwab or any other trusted partner wants is money to going out that they should not be going out. And I will say Schwab and Fidelity do a very good job on this on the whole. And what they're doing is they're really making sure that sometimes the reason why it's so difficult is because they want to make sure it's really at the owner's request and it can go where it's expected.
Absolutely. And we always, and it's a great point. A lot of what we always say is, you know, Schwab and Fidelity, they're there for our client, you. They don't work for us, they work for you. It's just another layer of protection there. And then your financial advisor, I'd say we, with our client base, you know, we're gonna be double verifying money before we ever send something out. So if we have a client that normally sends money direct ACH to their bank account and all of a sudden they're requesting a wire, probably going to get a signature on that. Yeah. And we're gonna triple confirm those things.
I mean, the biggest thing nowadays, like even my previous job, the biggest way you'd want to protect against if there was a unusual email that was especially from someone that you knew, that like you're like, oh, I recognize this person, maybe not the email, just pick up the phone, call the person. Like if you have the phone number, that alone usually causes or eliminates much more the risk mm-hmm. by just picking up the phone and making sure like, hey, like, did you send this? Nope, I didn't send that. You can just disregard it and move on, basically. I think, to your point, if we get something unusual, we'll just pick up and call our clients, be like, hey, did you send this? And did you want to do this? Yep, that's what I want to do. Great, we'll proceed and you give me the information.
Absolutely, so. Regular and consistent communication. Yeah.
Final thoughts, for our clients, for the people watching, make sure cybersecurity is something that's front of mind. There's not going to be there's no silver bullet. There's nothing that says like, if we do this, then you'll be completely protected. There's always going to be risk out there. But by turning on your passwords, making sure you're calling people that you know that are on the network to make sure that they're legitimate, all really, really good ideas. We're here to protect your assets. We're here to be your service. If you have any questions or, you know, there's been a lot more questions for concerns that are like, hey, so-and-so sent this, is legit. We can look into that and say, yes, it is, or yes, or no, it's not, and you can move on. I think it's everybody working together in all your guys' behalfs that keeps clients protected and us Americans protected, just in general. So.
Awesome. Hope this helps.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.